This is KUT. 3 coal power plants in Texas will close next year. Environmentalists say that's good news. People who work at the plants are not as happy. But if you live in Austin, what does it mean for your electric bill? KUT's Mose Bouchel reports.
It means you could pay a little more for electricity next summer, or maybe not. That was basically the message Austin's publicly owned electric company delivered this month to a city oversight committee. Austin Energy's Erica Bierschbach said after the plant closures were announced, wholesale electricity contracts in Texas for next August shot up by 20%. To put it plainly, if Austin wanted to buy electricity ahead of time for next summer, it suddenly had to pay much more.
Prices rise because of uncertainty. Less available electricity when it's needed most in the summertime adds to that uncertainty.
But there's a catch. Those higher prices might not actually be bad for Austin ratepayers. That's because Austin Energy doesn't just buy electricity, it also sells it. So higher prices might be good for the utility, and by extension its owners, the ratepayers, if Austin is skillful and lucky in buying low and selling high.
Our team is very good at what we do.
And here's another wrinkle. Even if Austin Energy wanted to pass higher electricity costs to its ratepayers, it might not be able to. That's because it would try to do that by increasing a fee on your bill called the Power Supply Adjustment Fee.
Essentially, that fee is covering the difference between what they're selling energy for on the market and what they're buying energy for.
That's Kaiba White with Public Citizen. It's a group that's pushed Austin Energy to use more renewable power. She says if the utility wanted to increase that fee, it would have to get city council approval. And even if it got approval, it couldn't increase the fee by very much.
Would still be restricted by the 2% per year affordability goal that Austin Energy is working under, and that's by council direction.
Finally, none of this might matter. In her presentation, Austin Energy's Bierschbach said more electricity, much of it renewable, will become available by next summer, so that could simply replace the electricity lost in the plant closures. In a follow-up email, Austin Energy told KUT that 20% price hike it presented to the committee was temporary. The utility doesn't expect electricity prices to be that much higher next year. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.